Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tyrannical House of Comedy. My name is Tyrant. It is Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to everybody. It's actually Saturday right now while I record this, but it's Sunday if you're watching this on a Sunday. If not, then happy belated Easter. Christ is King. Still. Even after Easter, still King. Even the day before Easter, still King. Still not anti-Semitic to say Christ is King. I don't understand. That's a thing that's happening right now on the interwebs, is that saying Christ is King is an anti-Semitic dog whistle. So, and if you don't know what a dog whistle is, it's you blow a whistle and you can't hear it, but the dog can, and he freaks out and he's like, what the fuck is that? It's like, you know, when you say, look at that thug over there, and your black friend hears the N-word instead of thug. Because thug is a dog whistle, but it's like, bro, you're the only one hearing that shit, you know? And that's how I kind of feel about it. But that's me. But anyway, how are you? I hope everyone is well. Look at this. We got a second week going. Appreciate you guys watching my last video about Israel and Palestine. And I think we resolved it. I think that whole situation's resolved. Pretty sure they moved Israel out, and it's now in Canada and Quebec. And they speak French instead of Yiddish now. What was I talking about? Hang on. But my point is, it's not an anti-Semitic dog whistle. Don't notice that edit there. It's not an anti-Semitic dog whistle. It's not anti-Semitic to say Christ is King. I mean, if you're saying it to be anti-Semitic, that's a problem, obviously. But I thought it was just me saying I'm a Christian. I thought that was just like putting my, you know, that line in the sand. This is what I am. But no, it means that I not only do I believe the Holocaust didn't happen, but I believe it should have happened. This is a comedy podcast, and I'm being facetious. I mean, that's not really the big news. That's old news. That was with the Candace Rabbi Shmuley thing, which I do actually want to apologize for that, because I recorded my last podcast, and then I got done with it. And then I'm on Twitter, and suddenly Rabbi Shmuley puts out a video where he's wearing a dollar bill t-shirt, has a giant Junos, like the bit, like longer than the stem of this fucking thing. And he's drinking a cup of Christian blood. There's videos of him twerking on his kid, all this stuff that I missed for the video. And I apologize for that, because I wish I could have included that. But at that point I was tired. I had just gotten off work. You know what I mean? It's tough out there. I'm working a job in a warehouse, slaving away with economic migrants that snuck over the border illegally, got a bunch of money, and now they're allowed to work legally. But, you know, the government's not going to tell you that. Keep voting Democrat. A vote for a Democrat is a vote to punch a lady in the face in the subway of New York. A white lady, particularly. Like I said, I missed all that, and that sucks. But the big news that we're going to talk about, that I love this, is that Biden this morning, well, probably not Biden, that gay chick that speaks for him and runs his Twitter account that accidentally posted some shit from, anyway, but, they put out this press release early this morning, and we can just read it together. Let me switch to it. Boom, right there. Okay, here it is. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden, ooh, this is official. Maybe he's condemning Hamas or Israel. President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, I do hereby proclaim he is putting all his power behind these words. But he proclaims with all of his power and might that March 31st, 2024, Easter, as Transgender Day of Visibility, which I'm pretty sure I saw that on the calendar last year, and it wasn't on Easter. But that's just me. But apparently, him as a Catholic thinks that Easter, like arguably the most important holiday, like if you really think about it, like for the religion, it would be the most important holiday. It's like the Jews, like Hanukkah. Yeah, sure, Hanukkah is the most popular, but it's not their most important. You know, Christmas is our most popular. It's not our most important if you're religious. If you're religious is like the caveat there. But He decided that as a Catholic, that the right thing to do is to honor the chicks with dicks on Easter Sunday, because Jesus died on Friday and he rose on Sunday as a fag. And don't get me wrong, I'm half a fag myself. I don't believe in discrimination, but I don't think God rose after 3 days with tits. You know, like he didn't come back after 3 days and say, and the Lord said, I was born in the wrong body and I should be a woman and I need surgery. I need tits. But he didn't need surgery because he just snaps his fingers and boom, he turned pecs into tits. Jesus turned water into wine and pecs into tits, his own pecs into tits. But somehow still, like, even though he is the only person that had the power to turn his dick into an actual vagina, he still kept the dick. You want to know why? Because Jesus ain't gay. He's just trying to get chicks. That's all a transgender man is. You're just trying to fucking get chicks. I get it. You don't have any other game whatsoever. So, and you already don't have high testosterone, so you don't even need to take the testosterone blockers. So you're just taking tons of estrogen, and you get fake tits, and you just jerk off to yourself in the mirror, and talk about how you're discriminated against somehow, even though they literally have, like, the president of the United States is declaring that your existence is more important than the existence of Jesus Christ himself, which, if you're a Christian, is kind of what you would call blasphemous. It's wrong. You don't really want to, as a Christian, you don't want to put anything above God because God doesn't like that. He said that for a while. The Jews know that. That's why they keep getting punished, because they're bad people. In general, this is a comedy podcast, but Jews are bad people. They're not good people. That's why, like, every time, like, Moses is like, I freed you guys. Let's go. I need to go talk to God up on the mountain. He comes down. They're worshiping a golden cow. A golden cow. Like, for smart, successful people, you sure are dumb. You sure are stupid, inbred, and this is a comedy podcast. But that's what they do, but we're not supposed to do that as Christians. But see, the thing is the Catholic Church is such a bastard. All the churches are such a bastardized version of what it was. I mean, it's not. It's but regardless, it's the point, you know, like, America is a majority Christian nation. The world is majority Christian. And Easter is a very important holiday about the death and resurrection of Christ. And he didn't come back as a chick with a dick. But Joe Biden has proclaimed, with his authority vested in him by the Constitution of the United States, the founding fathers wrote the Constitution in hopes one day that there would be a president that had the balls to say, you can be a woman and have balls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. These are the right to keep and bear arms. We weren't talking about guns. We were talking about a chick with a penis. That is the third arm. But anyway, I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation, and to work towards eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. Well, you just made it worse because no one likes you. You know, right? Like, when you find, like, someone you hate, you find out he likes the same TV show as you, and you just stop watching the TV show, or you just start talking, like, you're just like, fuck, I can't believe it. Ugh. You know, I get that. And then he literally puts, I have hereunto set hand this 29th day of March in the year of our Lord, who literally, he smote a whole city for this shit before. And you're going to declare as a country, as the leader of a country, that we're just going to, like, ignore God and check out the tranny? Why would I check out the tranny? The only reason you want to see a tranny is to see what you hope your children don't become. Like, you want to, like, oh, gee. Like, it's like, you know, knowing what's on the other side of the fence, you know, because the grass is always greener on the other side. And let me tell you, it's not. If you think You're a man in a woman's body, or a woman in a man's body. All the surgeries in the world aren't going to complete you or turn you into what you should be. And what you should be is just a gay person. Just be gay. Just be gay and have fun. And because there's those are the people that get tricked into it. They're like, well, I only like, and for some reason, it's funny, in the black community, it's actually more acceptable to be trans than gay. Like, gay is no, but trans is like, whatever, I get it. And it shows you how dumb they are. Not all of them. They're just the lowest and the highest point of the Laffer curve. You know, example one, radio. Lowest end of the Laffer curve. Neil deGrasse Tyson. So fucking smart, he's retarded. You know? He wants trans day of visibility. He doesn't know what gender is. He doesn't understand anything. He fucking can tell you about space and dark matter and all this shit. But if you ask him what is a woman, he's like, well, now that's not my field of study. Maybe ask a Supreme Court justice. Oh, no, they don't know either. But apparently Joe Biden wants us to see him. So I hope you guys are seeing them today. On Easter, I'm so glad I live in Arizona. There's a couple trannies here and there, don't get me wrong. And it's disturbing because it's like, I can't believe no one, like, this is like, rednecks are supposed to be this stereotype where you see something you disagree with. So you rally up a posse, you get all your friends going, and you round up that person, you hog tie them, and then you drag them behind your truck and kill them. Unalive. It's too late now. Please don't report this. This is a comedy podcast. But they don't do that. They just say, well, you know, it's Arizona. That's the thing. Texas is like, they say Texas is freedom. It's not. It is nowhere near free. It's freedom to own a gun. But like, if you get caught with weed anywhere outside of Austin, they will send you to prison for years. They sent a kid to prison for like 40 years for like two edibles or some shit because they weighed the edibles and said, you got 2 pounds of weed? You got 2 whole pounds of weed? Which it's, no. Took a lot less to make a couple brownies than that. But they don't know that because they're not free. But Arizona is actually free. It's actually free, and like, it's, I think, more libertarian than New Hampshire. Go fuck yourself, New Hampshire. All right. Even though maybe not, I could be wrong, but I do enjoy Arizona. I like it. And we just, but that's the thing. Like, you see someone with a Trump sign, a Biden sticker, and you're like, well, that dude's an idiot, but whatever, that's his truth. And same with, you see a chick with a dick, that's what happens. So they're allowed to walk around, but there's not a lot of them, because because most of the time, if you really get in a friendship with, you're like, why are you doing this? We all know our non-binary friend Scion. I say it to her every time, come on, you know you have a vagina. Let's not deny it, come on. But so Joe Biden was slammed on social media after announcing Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. He didn't announce it on Easter Sunday. He just announced that it was on that day. My music stopped. My ear is itchy right now. But so he slammed on social media, joined Fox News. This is a story by Fox News. Basically repeating everything I said. There's the quotes of the tranny day of visibility. There's a picture of a transgender bunny behind Joe Biden. And it looks like the head just made initial penetration, judging by the small black child behind the rabbit and Joe Biden's face. But who knows? There's this black lady in between them who's just like happy to be in a picture. She knows she's going to be in the news. It literally, you know, it's a hit piece by Fox on the penises are vagina day. Penises are vaginas. That's what we celebrate today on Easter. We don't see the what a vagina is. We see the potential of that to be a mutilated caricature of a penis that has no feeling, It's basically a permanent strap-on, which is just like, buy a strap-on. It's the same if you turn your dick into a pussy, because like, if your dick's not big enough, it's they need to take some of your colon. And with that case, it's just anal, but with extra steps. You know, like, you might as well just sew some pussy lips on your butthole and call it a day. You know, that's just... And apparently the people that like the tranny porn stuff, which, by the way, if you like tranny porn, if you like trannies, you're gay. I'm sorry to tell you, you're gay. Or bisexual. You're probably bisexual. And there's not... Most gay people are bisexual. There's not a lot of people who don't like tits. Like, there is not a lot of people who don't like tits. The only people who don't like tits are, like, WNBA players, because they get in the way of shooting. Female archers, stuff like that. Like, rip your nipple off with the fucking draw of a... Anyway, Vivek Ramaswamy is upset about it. Rep. Alex Mooney from West Virginia echoed Ramaswamy's sentiment as he blasted Biden for the coincidence of time. Doing a Cajun thing for fucking whatever this is. West Virginia. Joe Biden has proclaimed Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility, Moody wrote on X. I don't care. I'm sure there's like, what was it, on Christmas or whatever day, 4th of July? I don't remember when, but he had a chick, well, a dude with tits, but had done the full transition, but and shirt off, tits out. Fake tits out, fingers over the nipples, shaking it in front of a camera. And then, like, you're like, oh, that doesn't look bad. It looks like it's a woman. And then you hear her fucking talk, and it's just like, holy hell. There's no such thing as that uncanny valley. You just can't breach it. Like, there's no escaping. Like, we know what you're supposed to look or sound like. And there's just something. It's even like Blair White. Like, it looks like a chick just... there's just something off, you know, like it looks plastic. It's like, it's the same with like even nowadays you see a girl with a shitload of plastic surgery and it's like, shit, is she trans? Fuck, is she a he? And you gotta grab him by the pussy. Time-honored tradition. But yeah, I obviously this is wrong. It's blasphemous. They shouldn't be doing that. And Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself. He should also come out and just say that he's not a Christian. He is a worshiper of the Lord Satan, and he has demons in him, and he has also sacrificed children to Moloch and stuff like that. Like, you know, just the basic political stuff that we know you're doing. Like, it's been exposed, and I think it's wrong. But I also wanted to talk about, there was some kid, some Hispanic gentleman who was making TikTok videos about how to squat, because that's also one of those big news things that's like, apparently people are just moving into vacant houses and they're like, no, I pay rent. And the cops are like, well, I believe them. trusting cops, that's weird. Fucking A. Normally they just pistol whip you and ask questions later. They pistol whip you and charge you with assaulting them later. And then ask questions. But no, these cops are just like, do it. But this dude, he made videos like, yeah, this is what you do. This is how you squat. You come over the border. What you do? You sneak over the border. They're going to give you some cash. They're going to give you a court date. They're going to give you a cell phone. Cool. Sell the cell phone, buy a new one that's not tracked because they're tracking you, first off. Second off, find an abandoned home, break in, pretend like you're living there. Also, find a bitch, have a child there, okay? Once you have the child, they're not going to kick you out. You got a baby, and he's literally holding a baby when he's doing this shit. Well, there's the public outcry, and then suddenly, there's another video, and he's like crying with snot hanging from his nose. And I'm not on TikTok or anything. I just saw the video. And I didn't really watch the whole thing because, like, I was just like, get out of here. And he's holding his baby while he's crying with a giant snot bubble coming out of his nose. Like, he's a fucking 4-year-old. And, like, like, dude, you are a piece of shit scumbag who got caught. And now you're trying to manipulate more people into supporting you. And then, lo and behold, the cunt was arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They finally did something. They're not gonna stop. They're not gonna stop you from coming over. Sure, they're gonna give you permission to work here at certain places. Check out my Substack. But at least they did that. But it's only because he was there. He literally, like, they're talking about taking shit from the, because the only people that own houses that aren't occupied are rich people. Rich people, corporations, banks own a lot of real estate that it's unoccupied. And so if it's just unoccupied and someone just shows up, and it's only rich. And so now they're going to do something about it. Why? Rich people. Because that's what it comes down to. It's not race. It's class. But hey, I mean, thank goodness he made the video so normal people saw that shit. And maybe people will wake up, because shit's crazy right now. I mean, it's crazy everywhere. Like, it's crazy here, and we have the best of it. Like, inflation's crazy everywhere. It's crazy here, but it's way worse everywhere else. Like, everything that's happening here is way worse everything else, except homelessness and crime. That's a specifically American problem. But hey, what are you gonna do when you let out illegal immigrants who are squatting in a house, who you caught with dismembered body parts. You let them out with no bail. But some guy defends a woman on a subway and accidentally kills a person, and you put him in jail and you don't let him out. That's fucking insane. That is insane. That's ass backwards. We're living in a weird reality that I don't understand, like, and no one wants to pay attention to it. If you tell them, if you put it in their face, they ignore it. Look what's happening. Look what's happening right in front of you. And who knows? It's tough. It's tough. I Paul on the floor. We're back. Well, Charlotte, you left me alone in there. Sorry, I'm listening to metal music. Last thing. I promise this is the last thing. But there was a YouTuber who traveled to Haiti, because Haiti's a beautiful place, to talk to the gang leader known as Barbecue, the most powerful man in Haiti. And in Haiti, there's cannibalism and stuff going on. But this YouTuber... what does he go by? Your fellow Arab. Your fellow terrorist, more like. But he was kidnapped when he traveled from Atlanta to Haiti to interview Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, the leader of the G9 and family get... G9 and family? It sounds like a tire shop. This dude has a criminal organization where they fucking kill people and eat them, and it's called G9 and Family. Johnny and Sons Tire Co. We won't eat you. Except those prices. I don't know if that works. But this dude, he got kidnapped when he went down there. Because he wanted to interview this guy, and he just thought, like, well, I'm Arab, you know, I support him, and I think Haiti needs help. Like, you can be as pro pal, like, this is like proof. Like, if like I said, even my last episode, I railed against Israel, right? But the fact of the matter is if you were to just drop any random dude, any random YouTuber into Palestine, he'd get kidnapped instantly, and it's the same thing. Like you're literally going into enemy territory. You can't they let North Korea, the only reason they don't kill everyone who comes there that's from America is for propaganda purposes, you know. And they don't give a fuck in Haiti. They want to eat you. They want to fucking eat you. They're fucking pissed they didn't get to eat Conan O'Brien. They watched the fucking 17 armed guards holding back fucking. Like, they probably just had Gatling guns fucking killing Haitian cannibals while Conan O'Brien swam in the fucking ocean being like, Haiti's wonderful. I can't believe Trump called it a shithole. Yeah, if it was a shithole, would they have a cannibal running the place? I don't think so. But just 24 hours after he arrived in the country, Maalouf, a and a Haitian colleague were taken by members of the 400 Mao Ozo gang. So not only did he go there to interview the most powerful man ever, uninvited, he just showed up and was like, I'm going to find this guy. He got captured by a rival gang. He got captured by a rival gang. And he's now being held on a $600,000 ransom, even though $40,000 has already been paid. It's like, you would pay us $40,000. And they give him, actually, it's Haitian, so. What do Haitian people sound like? Probably Hispanic, right? Maybe. I'm just going to go with African here. So it's like, you will pay us the $40,000 or we will kill this man. We will kill him. I am from Africa. And then they're like, all right, fine, all right. Here's 40 grand. Can we have him back? Holy shit, I can't believe they pay. Okay, I mean $600,000, American dollar, not my shitty dollar where 600,000 equal one. I don't know if that was African, but, you know, whatever. Do South African and just sound like a Brit with a fucking speech impediment. But he's being held in $600,000 ransom, which is the same thing as bond money in the United States for Daniel Penny, for example. The kidnappers are continuing to demand a large sum of money to secure Malouf's release in the Haitian outlet reports. There's a Haitian outlet? Hey, you guys should go and support your fellow Arab on YouTube. Why don't you, my 55 subs, why don't you guys go over, or pause this video right now. Forget about what I'm doing, what I'm talking about. Pause this video. Type in capital your, capital F fellow, capital A Arab on YouTube. Subscribe and comment. Thinking about you, bud. I'm going to send a $5 super chat. The $2 that YouTube actually gives you, please send that towards the kidnappers for the $600,000 ransom. It's right here, by the way. I forgot to change it over. There's the article. Your fellow Arab on YouTube held on this bond. As news of YouTube's disappearance spread online Thursday, fellow streamer Laylam confirmed that his friend has been taken hostage. Tried keeping it private for 2 weeks, but it's getting out everywhere now. Liam posted on X. Yeah, well, I don't know. Friend's like, where's his... He normally puts out 4 videos a week, and he hasn't put out any for 2 weeks. What's going on now? Now last he said he was traveling to Haiti. Has he been eaten? Well, good news. Apparently he hasn't been eaten yet. He's only been kidnapped and haven't eaten him yet. But if you don't pay the $600,000, if you don't, probably on GoFundMe, I would imagine, but they didn't put anything in here, so maybe not. In the last video he posted about the dangers of being in Haiti, excuse me, are you calling Conan O'Brien a liar? Are you calling Conan O'Brien a liar right now? Because if you are, you're going to have to reap the consequences of that, and maybe Conan should sue the New York Post for these lies, or sue this guy, Addison Pierre Malouf, your fellow Arab, on YouTube. Apparently, he makes a lot of money, enough that a $600,000, after they get the $600,000, he should sue him. He should sue him for libel and slander for saying that Haiti is dangerous, because Conan O'Brien knows the truth. And if you're gonna say that it's not dangerous, you're calling him a liar, because he says it's safe and it's wonderful and it's not a shithole country where people kill their enemies and cook them and eat them as a sign of dominance and power, getting prion disorder, basically deteriorating their brain, putting holes in it and making them more likely to do that and be more feral. It's like fucking rabies or something for humans. I mean, anything. You can't feed... If any animal cannibalizes, they're going to get prions in their brain. Like, it's you're going to die. You're going to die. Eventually, you'll die. Probably by being eaten, because live by the sword, die by the sword. As Jesus said on this most wonderful, blessed Sunday. But he also said, sell your cloak to buy a sword. Like, he said, stay strapped, but don't live by it. Like, that's the thing. People are like, well, he said, don't live by the sword, die by the sword. So, you know, you shouldn't own a gun. Well, no. That's like saying, like, you're like a, like, dudes who are like, if you're like a warrior, you're going to war, like, and that's what you do. That's how you're going to die most of the time. Soldiers don't live, they don't die from old age. They die from being shot in the mouth because they're slow and old. And they still want to be a soldier. And they lived by it and they died by it. And, you know, that's their penance. That's what they do. That's the balance of life. Nature. But he also said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. And I implore all of you to buy a gun and a sword. A gun to protect you from the threats on this earth. And then a sword to decapitate Nephilim when you run into them during the 7-year tribulation period while we're waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And that's what I'm celebrating this Easter. And I hope you guys are celebrating the same and doing the same. And you're not in Haiti eating children, and because that would be a real power move. Like if like your enemy had a pregnant wife and you kept him alive, you captured him, but you cut out the baby and cooked it on a fire and had baby back ribs. You get some barbecue, you get some Sweet Baby Ray's. I'm sure they have Sweet Baby Ray's, and hey, I doubt they have Sweet Baby Ray's. I'm sure those guys are all black, right? Shouldn't be a problem. I'm sure they have good barbecue sauce for baby back ribs. The freshest. That's like veal baby back ribs. Woo! That's a delicacy in Haiti. Actually, I think they're French black. Now that I'm thinking about their accent is like French. I think they speak like some weird French. Something somewhere between like those Cajun and some disturbing mashup of Cajun and South African. Horrible. Horrible. Fucking spawn of Satan type shit. Just like Haiti. And if I die, thanks for watching what I put out, he said. If I live, all glory to God. On Friday, another YouTuber, Lord Miles Rutledge, claimed he spoke directly to Maloff using his kidnapper. So didn't Lord Miles get fucking kidnapped by ISIS or something? I don't know. This is crazy. I don't even know anything about any of these YouTubers. I fucking occasionally watch Timcast. He's gone crazy. But I mostly just watch comedy podcasts and read the news, read articles. And I don't watch this. And I'm on Twitter very actively. Follow me on Twitter. Same thing, Tyrant House Co. But I see this Lord Miles thing, and everyone's like, dude, like it's like posted from his account, or maybe like it's like the Taliban posting stuff. I don't even know. It could be parody. I don't know what's real and what's not. No one does, and you can't pretend like you do. Like they got AI videos that are fooling everyone. So, what are we gonna do? I say we follow God, say Christ is King, and probably not trust Israel. All right, thanks for watching. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tyrannical House of Soundcheck. We are checking the sound to see how the levels are. A bit too high in my headphones, as for fucking sure's. For shizzle my dizzle vizzle. Hizzle wizzle gizzle. I just want to make sure everything's working. No gay stuff happening, like on the White House lawn. Fucking tranny, some swinging dick and fake ass tits. Swinging dick and fake ass tits. Coming to you live Saturday night. Happy Easter's.